KD, listening. Anybody on frequency?
I'm on frequency. KJ4, CTB mobile.
CTB, I hope I got that right. Mine is KC4SKD, name's Larry.
Hey, Larry. You almost had it. Last letter is Delta.
I'm off of work today and out running errands and trying to get by all this traffic. It's a mess over here.
And my name is Wyatt. Yeah, you know, I was just thinking to myself that it's almost like, hey, there's stuff spitting outside. All the bad drivers are told, okay, you can get off work and go play in that and, you know, mess with other people.
Yeah, and something else comes to mind. I haven't read the South Carolina Driver's Handbook lately, but there's must be some kind of new rule that says you must follow within 3 feet of the person in front of you.
And it's even more less as you increase speed. Yeah, I'm normally looking, you know, pretty much as far out as I can see and trying to figure out what the traffic is doing. And then I look, you know, a lot closer than that, but I don't follow within 3 feet. I also don't follow the rule, generally, you know, 10 feet for every 10 miles an hour or whatever it is. Currently, every 10 miles an hour. You just can't do that in town anymore.
But anyway, and I'm also trying to figure out why in the world does everybody want to all live in the same spot? I mean, there's a lot of open country outside the city limits. Why don't some people just like to move out there? Why does so many people like to live so close together?
Do live out there, and I want y'all to live closer together and stay away from my countryside. They're piling it up with zero-lot line homes all on top of each other and not bothering to widen the road when you build it.
Anyway, yeah, I'm out buying different things. Now I got to get some work done when I get back home. Can't do much outside, so I need to work in the attic for a while. Organizing and getting ready to put down flooring in the attic, so I got to work on that. It looks like it's going to be a good day for it.
You know, it's coming off as really grumpy today. Well, I blame traffic. So you're finishing out your attic then? KJ4CTD.
Well, I also what kind of trouble I might be in when I go back. I already had one person text me a while ago and ask me about something, and I said, well, I'm at home today.
Works in Anderson, lives in, like, Duncan, somewhere like that.
And then work in Greenville.
Anybody else? I haven't been on the repeater in a while.
I used to check into the net a lot, but where we are, our house is in a dead spot, and I check in on mid-power, and people tell me they can't hear me, and I'm all garbled, and I got a new radio, and right new antenna, but we're just in a bad spot.
Mobile a lot at 9 o'clock, and, you know, over the years, I'm just not mobile that time of day anymore, and you know, ever since I put down new floors and reconfigured my main floor, I don't actually have a radio that's VHF that's actually on the air in my house.
I'm seriously considering taking my antenna down at home since it doesn't do much for me. And when I check into the net now, I do use Echolink to check in because it works so much better.
Echolink app for like iPhone, Android? I can't remember. There used to be one, but I think they took it off the iPhone store.
I got my iPhone about a year ago, and I put Echolink on it, and it works fairly well. That's what I use most of the time. I mean, it's just people can understand what I'm saying.
I may consider doing that. I don't know. A friend of mine has been trying to say, hey, you need to at least get on HF, and, you know, more often. And it's like, well, okay. So I've been working on HF and trying to figure out how to get my Flex 1500 to actually decode and then turn around and actually transmit back. So been working on that. I've made progress. Not totally dead in the water.
Yeah. VHF equipment, just UHF and VHF, 2 meter and 440. That's all I've got. I've been wanting some kind of general coverage receiver, just to try one to see how good they work where I'm at. But I don't know. I don't have hundreds of dollars to spend on a new one.
I'm at Flex 1500. That's something I was practically giving it away because they had no idea what to do with it, and they didn't have a license. It was the ham had died, and so you know, I mean, I recently bought an adapter for my power tools battery, and the Flex works great off of that. You know, converts from the 20 volt battery down to the 14 volts for the radio. And the other day I had it on decoding PFK for like 12 hours. Battery didn't even show a drop in power, but I wasn't transmitting.
Pretty neat. Anyway, well, I'm about destinated, so I'm going to go in here and grab some lunch and see what else I got to work on. But it's good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
KJ4SKD Mobile for about another 10 minutes.
Have a good one, KC4SKD.